I'm very glad to come and visit again.
I live in
Rockland County, which means I cross over the Bear Mountain Bridge to get here.
我是住在纽约，然后我要跨过大熊山来到这里。
It's very special for me to see the scenery.
当我看到这个秋季的景象是很特别的。
I am still a city boy at heart. I grew up in Manhattan.
我心里面其实还像是一个城市长大的孩子一样。
All we have in Manhattan are buildings, streets, and garbage.
因为我在纽约市长大，在纽约市有的就是城市，还有街道，还有垃圾。
So when I drive over the Bear Mountain Bridge, I want to stop and take pictures.
当我经过那个大熊山要过桥的时候，我就不断的照相。
But you folks are all used to that, so you think I'm very strange.
我想大家都很习惯这样的风景，所以你可能觉得我很奇怪。
I just want to say it's a special treat for me.
我只要说今天真的是一个很特别的招待。Okay,
the talk here in English is consider your calling lessons from Jeremiah.
今天的讲道题目是我们要来思想我们的呼召。So
my goal today is to talk about an experience that the prophet Jeremiah had in Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们今天要讲到耶利米他所经历的一切是在耶利米书第一章。But
I want to draw lessons for ourselves.
但是我要来看看我们自己可以从这里当中学什么功课。So let's go to the next slide,
and I just have to make mention that if you consider yourself a Christian, you have a calling from God. And you can see some of the verses from the New Testament there that mention the word calling. Let me read a few of them in English, and then I'll have my sister translate them into Chinese. Ephesians 4:1, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live the life worthy of the calling you have received.
以弗所书4章1节，我这为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召，所行事为人，就当与所蒙的恩相称。
Okay, that calling is describing your call to become a Christian.
这个呼召是指到你被呼召为基督徒。
Romans 8:28 is also up there. That's a call to whatever assignment the Lord has assigned you to.
罗马书8章29节是讲到所有神要给我们的工作。
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
I would say if you're the only Christian in your office or in your school, the Lord has called you to be a witness in those places.
我要说，如果你在你的学校或是工作场所是唯一的基督徒，那你就是神所选召的，要在那里为神做见证。
And so Romans 8:28 is you've been called according to that purpose.
所以罗马书8章28节是说你是按着神的旨意被召的。
Lastly on the screen, we have 2 Timothy 1:9, which says, He has saved us and called us to a holy life.
最后一个是提摩书后章，提摩书后书1章9节，他救了我们，以圣召召我们。
So that means if by nature you're an impatient person, God has called you to become a patient person.
所以就讲到说，如果你本来是一个没有耐心的人，神呼召你，要你成为一个有耐心的人。
There's many different ways in which Christians have a calling.
我们都在不同的方式被神。
Let's go on to the next slide. Now, let me just say that life can be very difficult, and sometimes the Christian life can be discouraging, and it's easy to want to quit.
我们都知道生活是不容易的，但是基督徒的生活更不容易，可能常常让我们丧志，想要放弃。It's
not easy to live the Christian life.
我们要做一个基督徒是不容易的。Last
weekend, I was at a camp for handicapped people.
上周末我参加了一个残障者的营会。I
volunteer and I bring Naya College students to volunteer.
我去那里做义工，我也带了一些我神学院的学生去那里当义工。These
people who come to this camp have to have professional caretakers 24 hours a day.
这些来到参加营会的残障者，他们都需要有专业的人士来照顾他们的。Sometimes
the caretaker is a mother, but sometimes the caretaker is a state worker.
有时候照顾他们的可能是他们父母，有时候是纽约州政府提供的。But
when we go, myself and my students go, we become their caretakers for 48 hours.
当我跟我的学生去那里当义工的时候，我们要变成是24小时照顾他们的人。That
means we push their wheelchairs, we help them take baths, we help them go to the bathroom, we help feed them, we do everything that a caretaker has to take care of.
我们要做的就是帮他们推轮椅，然后带他们洗澡，或是甚至喂他们。
The person I was assigned has had Down syndrome.
我所负责的那一个人，他是有唐氏症的。
It was very stressful taking care of this person for 48 hours.
要照顾这样子的人48个小时，其实是充满压力的。
And sometimes the person is not that appreciative of you helping them.
有时候你所照顾人，他对你的付出并不表达任何的感谢。
But I did it because I feel that the love of Christ compels me to help this person.
但我仍然这样做，因为我觉得神的爱就激励我想要这样做。
But there, I gotta tell you, there's many moments that weekend where I wish I could just go home and just say, I quit.
但是在那两天的周末，其实很多时候我都想说我要回家了，我不想做了。
That's just my example of how times can get discouraging and you want to quit.
这是我给你们我的例子，就是有些时候我真的会觉得丧志，想要放弃。
You all have your own stories of when life gets discouraging and you want to quit.
你们可能有你们自己的经验，你们自己想要放弃的时候。
So you fill in the blank for your own experiences when I talk about the Christian calling.
所以当我要在讲今天基督徒的呼召的时候，你要把你自己应用在我今天的信息里。
Okay, so we go to the next slide now.
我们来看下一章。
And I said, when those times come, it's good to remember God's calling.
当这些事情临到的时候，这些时候到了，我们最好是能够想起神的呼召。
God does not call you on an iPhone.
神并没有用手机 来呼召你。
But his calling is part of his relationship with you.
但是神用他跟你的关系来呼召你。
So let me go to the next slide here, and there's a picture here of God going like this. Come here.
这里有照片，就是神这样子叫你过来。
I think you can look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and deduce that God, that when God calls a person, four things happen.
当我们来看耶利米书第一章的时候，你会看到神呼召一个人会有四件事情发生。
Okay, so let's go to the next slide and we'll read through portions of Jeremiah chapter 1. When God calls a person, first of all, when he calls you, he reviews your history with him.
当神呼召一个人时，他会跟你一起回顾你的历史。
Let me read Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 in English.
我先用英文来读耶利米书第一章四到五节。
The word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart.I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
Now Jeremiah has a very dramatic experience with God. God actually talks to him.
耶利米有一个很戏剧化的经验，因为神直接跟他说话。
Sometimes I tell students this is like a burning bush moment.
有时候我就告诉学生，这个就好像是焚烧的荆棘那样子的时刻。
I must be honest, I have not had a burning bush moment.
我自己并没有这样子的经历。
My guess is probably a lot of you have not either.
我猜很多人应该也没有这样的经历。
So let me say that when God calls you, a similar experience happens. Maybe not the same conversation as Jeremiah, but a similar experience happens where he reviews your history with him.
但是我想神跟我们其实都有这样的经历，或许不是一样的话语对我们说，可是都有类似的经历发生。
Jeremiah actually has God talk about how when he was a baby, God knew him.
神跟耶利米说，当他还在小的时候，神就知道他了。
He goes back a long time in his personal history.
他跟这个人谈一个很长的历史。
I will tell you that God does the same thing with you. Maybe he doesn't go back to when you were a baby, but he rehearses or he reviews your history with him.
我相信神也会跟你做同样的事情，或许不是从你小的时候就跟你谈你出生的事情，可是神会跟你一起来回顾你的历史。
Every once in a while, the Lord brings back to my memory the time I first believed in the name of Jesus.
很多时候神都让我想起我一开始相信主耶稣的时候。
I was no bigger than these kids who were here this morning.
我那个时候并没有比这些孩子还大。
When I was very little, like maybe first grade or kindergarten, I went to a Chinese church in Chinatown.
当我大概是幼稚园或是一年级的时候，我在唐人街的一个华人教会。
I am so old that in those days, Chinese churches were started by Caucasian missionaries.
我其实年纪是很大了，我那个小时候呢，很多华人教会都是白人，这里的美国人成立的设立的。
So an elderly Caucasian woman named Mrs. Faulkner shared the gospel with me. She was a home missionary.
有一个年长的妇女白人妇女，她跟我分享福音。
And I can still remember what she said when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
虽然那个时候我只是四五岁，但是我还仍然记得她对我说的话。
Can I tell you what she said?
我可以告诉你她对我说什么吗？
She said, "Let me tell you what God is like."
她跟我说，让我告诉你神是什么。
There was once a man who was sitting on the beach.
从前有一个人，他坐在海边。
And he saw a little boy in the water saying, "Please help me, I'm drowning."
他看到一个小男孩掉在水里面，在那边呼叫说，我快要溺水了，请救我。
And the man immediately ran into the water to try to save the little boy.
这个人马上就跑到海里面要救这个孩子。
But that man never reached the little boy.
但是那个人并没有接触到那个孩子。
A second man saw them in the water, ran out and pulled the boy ashore.
第二个人看见了就下了海，把那个男孩子拉起来了。
The second man says, "I think another man went out to try to save you, but I don't think he got to you."
然后那个第二个人跟那个孩子说，我相信有第一个人，他下去要救你，可是他自己沉默了。
And the little boy says, "Yes, I saw him. He was my father."
这个小孩说，是的，我有看到他，他是我的父亲。
He doesn't know how to swim.
他并不知道怎么游泳。
And then Mrs. Faulkner said, "That is what Jesus is like."
这位白人妇女叫 Mrs. Faulkner 跟我说，这个就是天父的样子。
He says he loves you so much, he did not think about his own life and gave up his life in order to save you.
他爱你爱到一地步，他并没有想到自己的生命，不顾自己的生命，他就是要拯救你。
I was only 4 or 5 years old, but I wanted to cry.
但是那时候我虽然是四五岁，我就想要接受耶稣基督。
That story stuck in my mind. I thought it was like a real story.
我一直认为那个故事就像一个真实的故事，就一直在我的心中。
But I went to Mrs. Faulkner after the Sunday school was over, and I said, "If God is like that, then sign me up. I would like to be a Christian."
我在主日学结束以后，跑去见这个 Mrs. Faulkner， 跟她说，如果天父就是神，就像这样子的一个天父，我愿意你把我的名字登记下来。
Now, every once in a while, for some reason, that story comes back to my mind. I can still remember Mrs. Faulkner telling the story.I can still remember sitting as a 4-year-old boy listening to that story. The Lord brings that back to my memory.
很多时候这个故事就是这样浮现在我脑中，我就想起那个教我的主日学老师。
Now, what is happening when I remember that story?
当我想起这样的故事的时候会发生什么事呢？
Is it just my memory coming back? Am I just imagining things?
是我只是在回想一些事情，在想象一些事而已吗？
I'm here to tell youThat God brings that memory back to me to rehearse His history with me.
事实上，我要告诉你，神让我想起这样的一故事，就是要让我来回顾他跟我在一起的一个历史。
In God's own way, He's saying, "I have known you since you were 4 years old, Dr. Chan."
神对我说，陈教授，你在四岁的时候我就已经晓得你了。
Okay, not quite back in the womb with Jeremiah, but He does the same thing for all of us.
虽然不是像耶利米未出母腹，神就对他说：“我晓得你。”可是我们每个人都是在从小时候，神就认识我们。
Can I share one more story? Just bear with me as I tell these stories.
我想要再跟你们分享再多一个故事。
When I was about 14 years old,
我大概14岁的时候
，my brother moved out of our bedroom that we shared.To take another bedroom in the house.
我哥哥本来跟我住同一个房间，他后来自己可以拥有自己一间房间了。
It was the first time I had a room all to myself.
那是第一次我自己拥有一间自己的房间。
So I remember, like getting dressed in the morning, getting ready for high school. There was a big mirror in my room. I would just get ready in front of this mirror, but I had the room all to myself.
我还记得我早上要去上高中的时候，我在穿衣服，然后面对着我房间的一个镜子，这是一个我自己单独的房间。
And I used to play Christian radio or Christian music as I was getting dressed and getting ready for school.
我那时候常常会打开基督教的电台听音乐。
And I remember at the age of 14, as I was getting dressed in front of this big mirror, God would often communicate to me that He loved me.
我还记得当我那时候十四岁，然后常常早上起来要准备上学，对着镜子的时候，常常神都会提醒我他爱我。
And I was not worshiping or praying or doing anything like that. I was just getting ready for school.
那个时候其实我并没有在敬拜神或是在祷告，我只是在准备要去上学。
And I'm sure he wanted to communicate that he loved me long before age 14.
我相信其实在我还没有十四岁的时候神就一直想要让我知道他爱我。
It's just that once I turned 14 and I had my own room, I could hear him better.
但是好像就是在我十四岁的时候我有自己的房间，那时候好像可以听到神的声音更清楚一些了。
Now every once in a while, in my memory, I'm back in my room with the big mirror.
常常我也会想起那段时候，就是在我的房间，我站在镜子前。
Again, is that just because I have a very active memory?
好像我的那个记忆力是很强的。
I think God is actually rehearsing His history with me.
我想其实是神常常在提醒我，让我想起我跟他曾经拥有过的一段历史。
He says, "You know, Dr. Chan, remember when you were 4 years old, I was with you, and remember when you were 14 years old, I was with you."
我觉得神在告诉我说，陈教授，你要记得你四岁的时候我与你同在，你十四岁的那个时候我也常与你同在。
He is reviewing his history with me.
他常常跟我一起来回顾他跟我在一起的历史。
Let me then say that if you have had memories of this type from time to time, that is not your memory, just your active memory, that is God trying to talk to you.
我想要告诉你的就是说，如果你也常常有这样子的想起这些时刻的时间，并不是说你的记忆力很强，而是神在提醒你，让你回顾他跟你一起经历的日子。
When God calls a person, He reviews His history with them.
当神要呼召一个人的时候，神会让那个人想起他过去曾经经历神的一些事情。
That's the first thing that happens. The second thing that happens is in verses 6 through 10 of Jeremiah 1.
我们现在来看第二件会发生的事情，是在耶利米书一章六到十节。
He also addresses your sense of inadequacy.
他跟耶利米提到他的不足。
Let me read Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 6 through 10 in English.
我先用英文来读六节到十节。
Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you.Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over the nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
我就说主耶和华啊，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立栽植。
If God calls you to something, it is a natural thing to feel inadequate.
当你听到神呼召你做什么一些事的时候，你很自然会觉得说你是不够格的。
But called people, have God, when God calls you, He addresses that sense of inadequacy.
而当神呼召你的时候，神也会对你谈论这件事情。
For many years, I always felt inadequate to be a Christian.
多年来我常常觉得说我很不够资格做一个基督徒。
If I felt God saying you should be a witness to your high school friends, I would say I'm inadequate. I'm just like Jeremiah.
如果神对我说你要做你高中同学他们的一个模范见证，我常常会觉得说我是不够格的。
So if you have that sense inside of you,that's normal for a person who's called.
如果你被呼召的时候，你也有这样的感觉，那是很正常的。
So Jeremiah says, I don't know how to speak, I am too young.
这里耶利米说，我不知道要怎样说话，因为我是年幼的。
And do you see what God does in response?
你看到神怎么样回答了。
He says he takes his hand and touches his mouth and says, I put my words in your mouth.
神他伸出手按耶利米的口，对他说：“我将当说的话传给你了。”
You think you don't know how to speak? I will give you the words.
你认为你不知道怎么说话？我会把你当说的话赐给你。
You think you are too young, but I will rescue you when you feel like you're in a situation that you can't handle because you're so young.
你认为你很年幼，但是我会救你。当你认为你处在一个情况不知道怎么办的时候，我帮助你。
If God calls you, He addresses your sense of inadequacy.
如果神要呼召你，他会告诉你你不够的地方，他要怎么样帮助你。
Like I said, I for many years felt like I was a bad person. I was not a very obedient person. I was not a very good person, and I had a lot of bad things in my heart.
很多年来，我都觉得说我不是一个很好的基督徒，很好的人，因为我觉得我没有耐心，我好像有一些很不好的事情在我心里。
That came to a head when I wanted to be when I was baptized when I was about age 15.
当我在十五岁的时候，我受接受洗礼。
I would say to the pastor, "I don't think I should be baptized. I'm a bad person."
那时候在要决定受洗的时候，我跟牧师说，我不觉得我是一个好基督徒，我配得受洗。
I would say, "Pastor, if you knew all the secret things that I do, you would not be proud of me."
我跟牧师说，如果你知道一切我暗地里做的事情的话，你会觉得很不以我为荣的。
The pastor said, "A baptism is not for people who are good. A baptism is for people who are bad. You're the best candidate."
牧师跟我说，需要洗礼的人并不是那些好人，需要洗礼人是那些不好的人，所以你是最佳候选人了。
A baptism says, "I'm a bad person. I'm in need of Jesus."
洗礼是告诉我说，我是一个不够好的人，我需要救恩。
So once he said that, I feel like my sense of inadequacy was addressed.
当牧师这样子跟我说的时候，我觉得我不够格的那种感觉已经被解决掉了。
To this day, I say the same thing to young people who feel like I'm not ready to be baptized.
今天我也常常这样子对那些年轻人说，当他们觉得他们不够格接受洗礼。
So even though I'm the one saying,If you're bad, you're the best candidate. It's not me. I think God is addressing their sense of inadequacy.
所以当我跟他们讲说，其实你并不是不够格来做这件事情的时候，神也是在提醒我，神也这样子帮助过我。
That's what he does when he calls somebody.
这个就是神要呼召一个人的时候，他会帮助他所做的事。
So if you've ever had your sense of inadequacy addressed by God, that's part of his calling on you.
如果你觉得说你在你不足的地方，神有跟你谈论，有帮助你，这个就是神对你的呼召了。
Okay, so he reviews your history and he addresses your inadequacy. That's two things. The third thing.
现在我们要谈第三件事情。
He often offers you a reassuring message.
神他常常会给你一个重复保证的信息。
I'll read Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 11 to 15.
我要读耶利米书一章十一节到十五节。
The word of the Lord came to me, What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. The word of the Lord came to me again, What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a pot that is boiling, I answered. It is tilting towards us from the north.And the Lord said to me, From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms, declares the Lord.
耶和华的话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见一棵杏树枝。耶和华对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。耶和华的话第二次临到我说，你看见什么？我说，我看见一个烧开的锅从北而倾。耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地的一切居民。耶和华说，看哪，我要招北方列国的异众族，他们要来，各安座位在耶路撒冷的城门口，周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大的一切城邑。
This is God's special language. It is visions.
这是神用的特别的话语，就是我们所谓的意象。
So in this moment, God is saying, I'm going to show you a picture in your mind's eye, Jeremiah. And Jeremiah first says, the first picture is an almond, the branch of an almond tree.
在这里神让耶利米看到一个特别的图画，一个景象。耶利米在这里看见的是一棵杏树枝。
It turns out that in Jeremiah's hometown, which is a town called Anathoth, it was famous for these almond trees and especially the blossoms on these almond trees.
在耶利米他成长的故乡就是亚拿土这个地方，这个杏树是最早发芽的树。
But more importantly, the Hebrew word for almond tree sounds like the Hebrew word for watch, to watch something.
但是在希伯来文的杏树这个字听起来就是跟要留意保守这样子的音是一样的。
So in Hebrew, it's almost like it's a play on words. All right, so if you imagine in English, if I said, "What do you see?" and you see, "I see a weeping willow tree," then God would say, "I'm weeping for my people." I mean, He's trying to use the word for the tree to give him a message.
这里到了希伯来文的意思，就好像一个字跟另外一个字，它有一个相关语跟相关词。所以我讲到这个一样，比如说你看到什么，你说我看到枯树枝，然后耶和华就说，我就为这件事情在哭泣，就有一样类似的用字。
So an almond tree in Hebrew is a sodek, and to watch is sadek. So Jeremiah sees the almond tree, that reminds him that God is watching. So play on words.
刚刚陈教授他讲了这个杏树枝，还有要警醒要留意两个字用希伯来文发音。那你一听到这个音，你可能听到杏树枝，你可能就会想到说要留意要注意。
Okay, so I know, Jeremiah, you're a little worried, but I give you this picture of the almond tree to let you know I'm watching everything.
所以神在这里跟耶利米说，我知道你会担心，但是我让你看到杏树枝，就是让你知道说我都在看，我在留意，我会保守一切。
The other picture of the boiling pot that's tipping.
另外一个幅画就是一个图画，就是烧开的锅正在倾倒。
That is actually a prediction of disaster that was coming to the Jewish people. And God was trying to say, all the things that you're going to say about disaster is true because the Babylonians are coming from the north.
这是一个预言，讲到一切的灾祸要临到犹太人。他是在给耶利米知道说，你所预言将来巴比伦要来攻击这地的一切事情都会成就的。
The point is that God gives an assuring message to someone who's a little bit nervous.
所以这里我们看见神对一个有一点紧张的人，他会给他一个确据，让他知道他所说的必定成就。
Now I said this is God's special way of talking. It's a vision. So you see something, it's very vivid and very memorable.
这是神一种很特别的说法，让我们看见一个很真实的图案，就像一个意象。
It is my conviction that that is how God still talks to us today.
我仍然相信今天神也是这样的对我们说话。
Can I tell you another story?
我可以告诉你另外一个故事吗？
Okay, let me tell you this one story. It's back when I was in seminary. I'm probably about 21 or 22 years old.
这是我还在神学院读书的时候的故事，我大概21、22岁左右。
Okay, it takes a while to tell these stories, so bear with me, okay?
这个故事有点长。
When I was about 21 years old in seminary, I went to a Chinese church that was about 50 miles away.
当我21岁在神学院的时候，我要去一个中国教华人教会服事，那是要50英里以外的地方。
I also had zero money.
我那时候没有任何钱。
Like, if you can imagine the poorest you've ever been in your life, that was me.
你可以想象说一个最穷的学生，那个就是我了。
Okay, one night, I really, really wanted to go to a Bible study at this Chinese church.
有一个晚上，我真的很想去这个华人教会去参加他的查经。
There's nothing special about it. I just really wanted to go.
并不是那个聚会有什么特别，但是我就是很想去。
My heart was very hungry for the Word of God.
我很渴慕神的话语。
But I had zero money.
但是我没有钱。
Okay, and to go 50 miles, I had to pay a toll on this road.
我要开50英里的路程的话，我必须要付一些路费，过桥费。
Okay, we didn't have easy pass in those days. In those days, you actually had to get coins out of your pocket and throw it in a basket to go on the toll road.
那时候并没有那一些, 电子的通证, 你就是真的是要有零钱才能够过, 付那些过路费。
And there were two tolls of 40 cents each.
有两个, 收费站都是要40分钱。
I only had $1 in my pocket.
我那时候口袋里只有一块钱。
So that's enough money to go to the Bible study. It's not enough money to come back.
我那时候的钱呢, 够我去教会参加查经, 但是不够我回程付那个过桥费。
This sounds ridiculous, but that's how poor I was.
听起来很好笑, 可是我那时候就是这么穷。
I felt lucky just to have the dollar.
我那时候已经觉得很幸运的, 有了一块钱。
So I'm still thinking, what should I do?
我还在想我应该怎么做呢?
So I decided that I would use the dollar to get to the Bible study and just trust God to give me another dollar to get home.
所以我那时候就决定用一块钱去到教会参加查经, 然后相信神会供应我另外一块钱让我能够回家。
This sounds very silly, but I would drive down there and I'd roll down the window thinking maybe God will send a dollar into the car and I'll be able to get home.
听起来好像很好笑, 可是我那时候真的就是开到那边, 然后把窗户摇一下, 就想说, 神可能就会这样掉下一块钱来给我。
But I really wanted to go to this Bible study.
但是我真是很想去参加这个查经。
Well, I spend the dollar to get to the Bible study, and at the Bible study, it's a very good Bible study. I'm very happy, but I don't know how to get back.
我花了一块钱去到了那个教会参加了查经，那晚的查经真是很棒，然后我现在不知道怎么样回家了。
So I actually go to the pastor, and his name is Jeff.
我就去到, 牧师, 牧师名字叫Jeff。
And I'm very embarrassed.
我很不好意思。
But I say, hey Jeff, I need a dollar to get home.
我跟牧师说, hey Jeff, 我需要一块钱回家。
Can you give me $1?
你可以给我一块钱吗?
And the pastor felt so bad that I had to ask for this dollar. He said, I'm going to give you $10.
牧师听到我这样讲, 他感觉很不好, 所以他跟他说, 我要给你10块钱。
So I take the $10 and I go, wow, I can make 10 trips now.
我拿了10块钱, 我心里想说, 我可以来教会10次了。
Okay, that's the end of the story.
故事就这样结束。
Nothing very extraordinary.
并没有什么特别。
But when I received the $10 bill from Jeff, a thought came to my mind.
可是当我那时候从Jeff的手中收到那10块钱的时候, 我有一个念头。
And the thought said this.
这个念头就是,
money is no problem for me.
钱对我来讲不是一个问题。
The human heart is a big problem.
人的心是一个实质的问题。
Because you have come to this Bible study to tend to your heart, I will repay you, Frank, tenfold for what you invest in the softening of human hearts.
我感觉神好像对我说, 因为你有这个心, 来到这个查经, 要用我的话语满足你的心, 所以我就用10倍的报偿来回报你。
I have never forgotten that thought.
我从来没有忘不了那个念头。
Money is no problem?
钱不是一个问题。
I've always thought it was a problem, but God says money is no problem for me.
我常常认为有钱没钱是一个问题，可是神跟我说钱不是问题。
Human hearts are a problem.
人的心才是问题的所在。
And he said to me, if you will invest in the softening of the human heart, just like I was trying to soften my heart and go into this Bible study, God will repay, he said he will repay me tenfold.
神说, 如果你愿意用我的话来柔软你的心, 用我的话来满足你的心, 我会用10倍的报偿来回报你。
Now, I must confess, I do worry about money.
我要承认, 其实我常常为钱烦恼。
But since that day, I have been very bold about managing without having to worry about money.
但是从那一天之后, 我可以说我现在对, 钱的管理, 我是很大胆的。
Because God says, money's no problem for me.
因为神对我说，钱对你来讲不会是一个问题的。
I am not a rich man, but I have Bill Gates as my best friend.
我并不是一个富有的人，但是我有比尔盖茨当我的朋友。
Now all this because of this one rather strange story about how I tried to go to a Bible study with no money.
我之所以有这样的一个观念，都是因为那样一个经历，就是我去那个查经的经历。
But I'm trying to say, this is kind of the way in which God speaks to us.
那我要跟大家说的是，这个就是神跟我们说话的方式。
He uses, kind of a word picture.
他用这种好像有图画的话语。
So Pastor Jeff handing me a $10 bill is like that almond tree for me.
那个 Jeff 牧师把那十块钱拿给我的时候，就好像耶利米看到那个杏树枝这样的一个景象。
My guess is that some of you have similar word picture stories in your life.
我想你们很多人应该都有类似这样子的，像是一个图画这样的一个景象的经历。
I know that I'm a called man because I have this reassuring message in my life.
我知道我是一个蒙召的人，因为我在我的生命里面有这样的一个确据的信息。
That's what God does when He calls a person.
这个是神他呼召一个人时候会对那个人所做的事。
Okay, let's go on to the next point, the last one. So he goes over your history, he addresses your inadequacy.He offers you a reassuring message, and then he internally strengthens your heart.
所以他跟你回顾他跟你在一起的时间跟经历，他也
so addresses your inadequacy.
他也谈论到你不足的地方，然后他给你意象。
Okay, let me read to you Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. He says to Jeremiah, Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against this whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you and will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
现在我们来看第四点，在十八节到十九节。看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
Okay, the picture here is like the movie Lord of the Rings. You have a city with a big wall.
这四个图画就好像一部电影。
And if you have arrows or spears,
魔剑,
you can't do anything against the city with the big wall.
里面有很多城都是有墙的，而且都是很高的墙。
And God says, I'm going to make you, Jeremiah, into this city with the big wall.
这里神对耶利米说，我要让你成为坚城，坚固的城墙。
People will shoot arrows and throw spears, and it bounces right off. Nothing will harm you.
人们可能会向你射箭，射各样的东西，但是没有一样可以伤害到你。
I'm going to make you strong inside.
我要让你里面是很坚强的。
This one's a little harder to describe, but I'm going to try to describe it.
这一点可能有点困难来描述，但是我要试着来跟大家解释。
If you are a called person, you have also had this moment where God has changed your heart so that it becomes stronger.
如果你是一个蒙召的人，你可能有这样的一个经历，就是神坚固你，让你从里面是很坚定的。
Let me testify to it this way.
让我来向你做见证。
The fact that I am standing up in front of a group of people talking in public is a testimony to the strengthening of my heart.
我今天之所以能够站在很多人面前来讲话或是来证道，这个就是神在我里面做的一个改变。
There was a time in my life when this experience would have terrified me.
以前这样的情形可能会吓到我了。
So if George calls me up to come and speak, I say, sorry, get yourself another boy.I'm not going to do it.
如果 George 跟我说要请我来这里讲道，我会跟他说对不起，请你找别人，我不会做的。
You see, I was a very insecure person.
你知道我是一个很没有安全感的人。
It mattered a great deal to me what you thought of me.
我对人家对我怎么看法、怎么想，我很在意。
If I stand up here and I say something silly or embarrassing, and you think I'm a silly person or a stupid person, that would devastate me.
如果我站在这里讲了一些不适当的话，或是让你觉得是很傻的话，让你觉得我是一个傻瓜，我心里是很没有办法接受这样的。
But in the course of my life, God has said over and over to me, "I love you. You are my son, No matter what happens or no matter what you do, you will always be 100% loved.
但在我的生命里面, 神不断地对我讲说, 我爱你, 你是我的孩子, 不管你是一个什么样的人, 我是100%的爱你。
That changed my heart from insecurity to security.
这样子一个, 确据, 让我的心里从不安全感成为一个很有自信的人。
So if in the course of this sermon that I'm giving now, you don't like it or you don't like me, who cares?
所以即使今天我站在这里讲到你不喜欢我也不喜欢我讲的内容, 我不在意。
My God loves me.
我的神爱我。
I am like that city with the big walls and nothing, everything that you throw at me bounces off.
我就像那个有高墙的城一样, 什么东西打过来都打不进来的。
And so I'm just going to ask if you've had some experience in your life where something that might have been frightening to you is no longer frightening.
所以我要告诉你说, 如果在你的经验里面, 过去有一些什么事情让你害怕的, 如果神呼召你的时候, 祂会让你不再害怕。
That is the mark of a called person.
而当你有这样的经历的时候, 这个就是神对你的呼召了。
I'm trying to figure out if I have story, time for one more story.
我现在在想另外一个故事。
All right, I'll tell it. Okay, one time, I went with my roommate to do street preaching.
有一次我跟我的室友到街上去做街道布街上的布道。
Okay. I lived with this guy in seminary. He was my roommate and he said, "Hey, do you want to go down to the streets of Philadelphia and just get on a soapbox and tell people about Jesus on the street?"
我在神学院的时候有一个室友有一天这个室友邀请我说我们要不要一起到费城我们就到街上去就去那边布道。
I was terrified by that idea, but I agreed to go with him.
我听到他这个主意, 其实我心里是很害怕的, 但是我就跟着他去了。
So he says, "Okay, I go first, and you go around and give out these tracts, okay?"
他说, 我先来讲, 我来布道, 然后你带着这些单张到处去发。
And then we switch.
然后呢, 我们要兑换。
Okay, so it comes to my turn, and I have to get up there. My friend is passing out tracts. And I have to think of something to say to all these people walking past the streets, okay? These are strangers walking in the streets.
然后他做完以后轮到换我要说,然后他跟一些朋友他们去发单张,所以我要想要说一些话,让走在街上这些人可以听到。Well,
I'm scared to death.
我那时候是吓到要死了。And
I start off talking.
我开始说话。And
I'm doing a terrible job.
然后我讲得很糟糕。I
would say something like, "Hello. My name is Frank. I go to seminary, and it's kind of hard, and it's kind of expensive, and nobody's paying attention to me at all."
我那时候说, "Hello, 我叫 Frank Chen. 我是一个神学生. 我现在在这里，然后我都不知道在说什么，然后也没有人在听我说什么。
Nobody is stopping by. Everyone just keeps walking past, ignoring me."
没有人停下来听,每个人都是走来走去,没有人理我。
And I get very, very scared.
我那时候非常的害怕。
Now, as this is going on, I sense inside God saying to me, "Don't think about all those people that are walking by. In fact, just close your eyes. Don't even look at them."
那时候我心里越来越害怕,很沮丧,可是我突然觉得神在跟我说话,说, 你不要看到这些人,不要看到这些来来往往的人,把你的眼睛闭上。
So, I close my eyes.
我就闭上我的眼睛。
And I close my eyes like this, and I just begin to say things like, "I go to seminary because Jesus Christ gave everything for me, and I want to give everything back to him."
然后我记得那个时候我就闭上眼睛, 我就开始说, 我去读神学院, 因为耶稣基督放弃了他一切, 为我放弃了一切, 所以今天我也愿意为他放弃一切。
He gave everything to me. I want to give everything back to him.
他把所有东西赐给我, 我也愿意把我现在所拥有的东西都给他。
And I say about two or three sentences about that. And then at the end of the two or three sentences, I open my eyes again. And there's a whole crowd standing in front of me.
我又讲了好几句类似这样的内容,
and there,
当我讲最后两句的时候, 我打开我的眼睛, 然后我看到有一群人站在我面前,
and I see a guy in the back like this.
然后看到那群人后面有一个人对我比着这样子。
And then as soon as I saw this guy going like this, all the fear fell off of me, and I was not afraid at all.
当我看到那一人对我比这样的时候，我心中所有的恐惧都不见了。
I just kept talking about how Jesus gave everything for me, and I want to give everything for Him.
我就继续的跟他们讲说，耶稣怎么样为我舍一切，他给我所有一切，我也愿意把我拥有的来给耶稣。
And I talked for probably about 15 or 20 minutes.
我讲了大概十五二十分钟。
No fear.
都没有恐惧。
When I was done, I got down. I thought to myself, "What just happened?"
当我讲完以后，我下来，我想说，刚刚发生了什么事
？And I felt like this is something I can do from now on. Like I'm not afraid. I'm like that city that Jeremiah is talking about here.
我开始觉得我这是我可以做的，我不再害怕了。我可以站在众人面前谈论神的事。
He is able to internally strengthen your heart.
神可以从我们里面让我们心里有力量。
If you've ever had a moment like that, you are a called person.
如果你有过这样的经历，你是一个蒙召的人。
Let's go to the last slide. We'll try to wrap things up here. Is anyone discouraged in your Christian life?
最后我们要来讲，再来有一个结论。我们有任何人在我们基督徒生活里面是沮丧的吗
？I think the Bible says, "Remind yourself that God has called you."
圣经告诉我们，我们要提醒自己，神呼召了我们。
You have a long history with God. He knows your inadequacies. Remember His reassuring messages, and draw from His internal strengthening.
我们跟神是有长久的关系的人的，神也知道我们哪里不足。我们要记得神给我们有确据的信息，然后我们从神那里来得到从里面的力量。
I think that will carry you through.
这会帮助我带领我们往前走。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, I pray for anyone here who might be discouraged this day. Would you review with them your calling over them? In Jesus' name, Amen.
主，我祷告今天在我们当中有任何人心中是沮丧的，求主你自己来让他回顾他跟你的关系，来加他力量。祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。